Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. The Montana Office of Public Instruction is contracted with the EdTech company Impact Ed for new professional development software in hopes of raising K-8 math and reading scores across the state. A cohort of teachers will begin piloting the personalized differentiated professional development technology today with a statewide rollout planned for this fall. Expanding the child tax credit could lift as many as 46,000 kids out of poverty in Montana, and advocates are calling on Washington lawmakers to do just that as they return to work this week. Nathan Staley with the Montana chapter of the National Association of Social Workers says this would in turn help lift Montana families' financial burdens.
Across the state, we're seeing families struggle to pay their bills, you know, having to make a choice. Do they have to put food on the table there, or are they going to pay for the medication maybe? And so when we look at this credit, it's going to lift people out of poverty.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
When Torgerson's recently acquired five of the former Titan Machinery dealerships, it was kind of a game changer. Now this region's legacy Case IH Ag Equipment Company has added Case Construction Equipment to their Torgerson lineup. With Case skid steers, N-Series backhoe loaders, and compact track loaders. Or how about the powerful Case G-Series wheel loaders for the most demanding construction, farms, or feedlot, Case Construction Equipment. Now at Torgerson's or go to Torgerson.biz.
Did you know that many of Montana's electric cooperatives are working to address growing concerns about wildfires? Dying or damaged trees or undergrowth in and around utility right-of-ways could be potential fuel sources for fires. Many electric co-ops now have detailed vegetative management plans they follow. These plans call for multiple actions, such as continued inspections to locate and eliminate fire hazards. Montana's electric co-ops care, and that's why they're trying to help prevent the devastation that wildfires can cause.
The annual 50-mile garage sale is returning this summer for an entire weekend, June 28th and 29th, from 8 to 4, rain or shine. Stretching through the Bitterroot Valley, the sale runs from Lolo in the north to Darby at the southern end. It follows Highway 93 and the East Side Highway with a few side tracks. Montana Poet Laureate Chris Latre will speak with Montana Conversations at the Bozeman Public Library April 22nd at 6 in the evening. Humanities Montana funds the program that brings trained facilitators across the state to conduct workshops and conversations on current affairs, culture, and history. Montana's Livestock Loss Board is accepting loss prevention grant applications due by May 31st at 5 o'clock. Board members will be meeting sometime during the last week of June to award the grants. Applicants will be notified the day of the board meeting early in June. For the first time in many years, the board has adequate funding for larger projects. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.